He makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5. Rock and roll. Touchdown, Texans.
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Fitley with Texans Today, the conference call edition. It's Wednesday, October 29th, and every Wednesday we let you listen to what the opposing coach and an opposing player are saying about playing the Texans. Today, we bring you Vikings coach Brad Childress and running back Adrian Peterson.
Well, you know, he possesses a rare combination of speed and power. As you guys would know down there, watch him grow up. And then he's a violent runner. You know, he can get you the hard yards. He can run away from you. And then I guess the last thing is he's a great, great worker. He comes to work with a smile on his face every day. He's not a diva. He's not a prima donna. I mean, he gets right with it. And he's a million-mile-an-hour guy, whether we're in a walkthrough or refraction.
How key is he to your offense, but also, you know, the rest of the offense around him as far as trying to be balanced as well?
Well, as you're starting running back, you know, that's the guy you're handing it to. So when you're talking about balance, you'd like to be able to set up some things with the run and play action, not unlike Houston does. Obviously, play action doesn't have much merit to it if you're not running the football. So you want to be able to do that. And we'll do it either way, whether we got to throw it or whether we got to run it.
Can you talk about your special teams? And, you know, obviously Jacoby Jones here has two returns for touchdowns on punts. Can you just talk about your special teams and what you guys are trying to do there to improve?
Well, I think you have to identify a guy like Jacoby Jones because he's an explosive returner, whether it's kickoff return or whether it's punt return. And, you know, all that is driven from our standpoint by kicking the football where we want to kick it and then cover. Now, I know they're exerting their will on that side, but he just has an innate ability to be able to get vertical in the punt return game, and you have to account for him. You better get down there.
Are your coverage teams where you want them now, or have they improved over the past few weeks?
You know, I think they have. You know, we still got a ways to go. All the stuff that has happened to us here in the first seven games is correctable stuff. And, matter of fact, I'm sitting looking out my window at a punter kicking the ball right now, so I think we'll get better and better.
Do the Texans look a lot different to you recently than they did in September when you look at old films?
They do. I think they're playing with a great deal of confidence right now, and I would say on both sides of the football and the special teams. I see them having fun. I see them celebrating together, and they look like they're in a little bit of a groove, both in the run and in the pass, and that's a good feeling when you're coaching on the offensive side, I know, to be able to have a rhythm and run it, throw it, bootleg it, whatever you want to do.
With your offensive background, how difficult is it sometimes to get that offense to stay in a rhythm when they go on the road?
Well, it's a difficult period in the NFL. You know, they don't say any good on Sunday for any reason. Anybody beats anybody else, and all you got to do is turn it over once or twice and you're playing a game left-handed, whether it's home or away. So rhythm is huge, and getting first downs is huge, and then being able to explode and have an explosive play or two, which they're doing a good job with, is huge too, because it's hard to drive the ball 14 plays.
What do you think of Matt Schaub, and does he remind you of any other quarterbacks you've seen?
You know what, I think Matt looks extremely comfortable in there. Obviously you would think that in year two. I know he came from a version of the offense in Atlanta, but there's always nuances that people add, as all the West Coast people will tell you. But he just looks comfortable. I did him coming out when I was in Philadelphia, and he was in a similar offense, and has a good touch, is able to move around in the pocket, and is throwing for a high percentage. As I look at their quarterback numbers, you know, they're all in the 60-plus category.
How critical are the Williamses to your defensive line as far as what you guys have been able to do this year, especially against the run?
Well, they're good players. You know, I think when you say Pro Bowl players, you know, that speaks volumes. So good players, and they have been for a while.
What are you seeing from Andre Johnson at this point on film, just what you've seen of him?
You know what, I just see growth, and I see a healthy guy. I think that's probably the biggest thing, you know. just learning that system different for Matt Schaub, who's coming into a system that he's kind of has some familiarity with, understands the concepts. Completely different for Andre, who is in, I believe, a form of a three-digit system. I just see him being comfortable, and they're displacing him, they're moving him around, which tells me that he's spending time in his playbook and knows how to be able to be moved around. It's kind of a Where's Waldo type of deal, and then I see him making plays both up the field and then with the catch and run part of it.
I mean, obviously, he's had some great weeks in a row here now, and defenses must be game plan against him, but nobody's able to stop him. Why is that?
Well, he's pretty good. I mean, it's not that they're not cognizant of that fact, but, you know, he's spreading the ball around enough to his tight ends and his running backs and the other wideouts where it's just not a sole source type of deal. That's not just the only guy they have to go to. If he's covered, you see Matt did a nice job going through his progression. So they know where he's at, believe me.
Is there one thing that's hurt you more than anything else that you're at?
I'm sorry?
Is there one area of the game that's really hurt you more than anything else this season?
Yeah, I would say two things. I'd say untimely penalties and obviously turnovers, which is the number one statistic in football. And if you take care of the football, you got a chance to be in every game that you're in, and we need to do a better job of that.
How do you correct the turnover problem? I mean, some coaches say talk about it, some coaches try to ignore it, makes it worse. What's your
fault? Well, you have to address it. I don't think you stick your head in the sand and say, hey, we're fine. I mean, we are what our record says we are at 3-4, and then as I go through the numbers and we look at them every week, we're kind of taking a mid-year inventory here, and those turnovers have been crucial, and you have to address them. You have to talk about them, and everybody that touches the football has to treat it like a sack of gold. That's what we're all fighting over.
Are the penalties careless penalties or dumb penalties or being too aggressive, or where's the biggest problem there?
You know, I don't mind the aggressive penalties, but you know, the pre-snap penalties are the ones that bother you. And, you know, while there's not a ton that fit in that category, there's enough where, and at the right time, where a lapse in concentration is causing something like that. So I think you guys got 23 or 25 penalties. We have 49, and that's something that we need to solve in the second half.
Oh, yeah. Family needed time. You know, I had time to relax. Then my body refreshed. You know, headed back to Houston, so I really feel like I'm, you know, about to be getting a lot of Houston, so, you know, but it feels good, though.
How was Houston this past week for you?
It was good. I had a good time. Got to go visit my family, and, you know, just relaxing, not thinking about any football at all, you know, so it always feels good when you get away out playing 18 or 7 games, let your body rest and be around family.
What's it like this season for you? I mean, just how different is it from last season, and what's just your focus going into this next week now?
You know, just really just coming in and knowing that we got, you know, 9 games left. So starting this 9-game stretch and just starting off right, you know, taking it 1 week at a time. Really focusing and being detailed with everything, I'm talking about every single day in practice, just to be able to come out and execute. When it's time to play, because when I look back and as a team, when we look back at some of our losses, it's really a lot of things that we have done to be ourselves. You know, the Vikings basically being the Vikings. So just focus on executing all those things and going out with our best game plan and playing solid football as a unit and stop killing ourselves and see how things turn out.
How much of your family is still in Houston, Adrian?
Well, my mother is down. My mother is down, and my brothers and sisters. I got a couple cousins that's down in Houston going to school. Auntie and uncles that live in Houston. So I got a pretty, you know, I got a lot of family out there.
What part of town are they?
What part of town?
Yeah.
They're spread out.
Okay.
In Houston, my mom, she lives out towards the Woodlands and the Spring area. So you know, they're just scattered around Houston. Also.
Being the featured back in your offense, how much do you get beat up every week with the number of carries you get?
You know, you get pretty beat up, but it really doesn't, you know, really play a big role. You know, if there's not anything that's going to keep you out, you know. So, as long as you, you know, just get the massages, get in the cold tub, take care of your body, you know, you should be all right.
How much have you learned? What was the most, the biggest jump you've taken in a certain area from last year to this year? Is there anything you can pinpoint?
I would say probably just becoming a better runner and, you know, just giving in to the system of being more patient, you know, being more patient and letting things develop for me. And it was hard, you know, because I really found myself at the beginning of this year being impatient also. So it's something that I'm continuing to work on, but I see the, you know, see the steps I have made and how far along I am. And also, just the path protection, just really, you know, knowing all the calls and, you know, not being out there doing a game stinking, you know. So when I'm out there now, you know, I'm, where the call is or where the defense in front of me, you know, I'm not thinking about anything, so I'm able to play fast.
What do you see from this Texans defense, especially that defensive line?
Oh, man, the front seven is amazing. You know, DeMario, man, Mario Williams, you know, he's doing a great job of, you know, freshening the quarterback and leading that defense, in my opinion. You got some other guys, Moby McCoy, good friend of mine. He's in there. He's, you know, doing a good job. Two of the linebackers, they're all doing a good job of playing solid, you know, defense. You know, so, you know, I know they're going to come in. You know, they're on the three. When, you know, they won three in a row, they come in focused. I know it's going to be a pretty good, you know, pretty good game, and we just got to come prepared to play.
Adrian, did they remind you of anybody you've seen this year defensively?
Not really. I really can't compare them to anyone.
Just how much is your guys' offense evolving, do you think, as the season's going on? I mean, coming out of this bye week, how confident are you with and comfortable with this offense?
Oh, man, we're very confident. You know, coming off the last game, you know, even though, you know, with the loss, you know, it was just some valuable things to take from that game. You know, we were able to move the ball on solid defense, you know, and I really feel that the offense is, you know you got a good offense. You know, we knew that coming into the season, but when you go out there and you put 41 points up, then you really see how things are starting to click, and if you do things right and execute all the, you know, the turnovers and penalties and things like that, then you can, you know, you can be a pretty good offense. So, you know, I know a lot of guys during the break had time to let that sink in, you know, offensively, let that sink in and, you know, and really, you know, put more confidence, you know, maybe get some guy who's kind of, you know, I don't know, you know, because he's really had a hard time scoring early in the season, but you know, having games like this really builds the confidence in players, you know. So I really feel like that's what we took away from that game, and I feel like we're just going to continue on with the stress we got the second half.
You're ranked second in the league in rushing. Are you where you want to be right now? Are you in the type of season you want right now?
In the type of season, you know, to be honest, you know, and it's not about individual stats or anything like that with me, but I really don't feel like I have performed well the first half, especially watching the film. I really haven't played my best ball this year at all. I would say if it is the best game I've had with the Chicago, and, you know, I've really seen a lot of things I was doing different in that game. That I'm going to take on to this second half. So, you know, I just look forward to, you know, doing better the second half, which I am going to do. You know, I'm speaking it because I'm confident and just help my team and anywhere I can.
Adrian, how frustrating was that Bears game? You guys scored 41 points and you still get beat.
Yeah, it was frustrating. It was, you know, but, you know, you just got to look at it and take the positive from it. You know, you look at it, we scored 41 points, we lost by 7, and we still had a chance to win the game at the end. On top of that, we had 6 turnovers, 2 of them on special teams, which caused touchdowns. So, you know, if you still in the game and you still have the opportunity to win with turnovers like that, then, you know, it's easy, you know, to take some from that. It's not easy to throw all that loss, but you can look at that and take a lot of positive from that.
Feel like you guys sort of beat yourself, huh?
Yeah, six turnovers. You know, I'm making excuses. You know, Chicago came out, they played a good game, they executed. They did a good job on special teams, you know, turning those two special team errors into touchdowns and, you know, and capitalizing on some turnovers. But you can easily say you take away those, you know, those six turnovers and it's a different ball game. But those are the things that we got to take away, you know, from my game. We got to start beating ourselves.
That's what Childress was saying. He felt really that between the penalties and turnovers, that's what's been beating you guys this year. Do you feel that too?
Yeah, that's like, you know, exactly what I was saying earlier. You know, I feel like the Vikings have been beating the Vikings, and it's like enough is enough. You know, it's like lose games, you come to like, dang, you know, this is what we did to beat ourselves. Like, there's nothing that they did or they presented that really, you know, hurt us. We were killing ourselves, and it's like, okay, enough is enough. It's time to take away the dumb, you know, penalties, the dumb, you know, things that we can take, that we can change. You know, and come out for playing smart football, protecting the ball, and, you know, and go out there and show everybody what, you know, the Vikings are really about.
How much do you think about that game, that big game you had last year, and how, you know, close do you feel you are to having another one of those, you know, in any given week?
I really feel like any week it's possible. You know, with the guys that I have up in front of me, you know, Matt Burke, Steve Hutchinson, Bob McKinney, Ryan Cook, Anthony Harrell, those guys, and how wide the receivers, how dedicated they are to block when a run play is called. You know, it could happen any week. You know, I don't go into the game looking forward. I can go out and just you know, it comes to me that it happens.
Adrian, what have you seen from the Texans rookie running back, Steve Slayton?
You know, he's a great talent. I watched him when he was in West Virginia. Fortunately, beat my Sooners. But, you know, he's a guy to watch. He's got tremendous speed, you know, good vision, and makes some cuts on a dime that, you know, is really impressive. So I think he's doing a good job. You know, as he get a better feel of the game, I think he'll become one of those key players in the league.
All you Texans, get up and scream.